me a mission. I got demons to slay. Communication major talking this way. Anxious World, what's going on, everybody? Thank you for tuning in to another episode, another great episode of the Anxiety About Anxiety podcast. Like always, I'm your host, Keith. I'm honored to be able to, you know, let you guys hear my voice. You know, I'm honored to just be this platform that offers countless people the opportunity to tell their truth, you know, to open up about their struggles and, you know, their trials and tribulations and what they've been through. And, you know, it's a safe place. You know, it's no judgment. You know, you're going to come on here and you're just going to share whatever you know, you feel, you know, without any judgment. That's the goal of this podcast. I'm going to say this all the time. That's the goal, to just show people that, you know, it's okay to talk about our mental health disorders and our stresses and the things that we've been through, and not have to, you know, worry about what a person going to say about us, because that's what a lot of us deal with. That's what a lot of us fear, you know, what the judgment, what people going to think about us if I open up and talk about my mental health disorders, my anxiety, my depression, my PTSD, whatever it is that you have, my manic depression, whatever it is. You know, a lot of people shy away from opening up to a loved one, a friend, the world, like on a podcast, just because of that judgment. And, you know, I commend everybody that's came on this podcast, everybody that's going to come on this podcast, all the guests that, you know, just was brave enough to be that voice and, you know, put that out into the world that, you know what, this is how you do it. Don't feel ashamed. Just do it. And, you know, it'll feel good. It was therapy. This still therapy for me, you know, when I can come on here and talk, express my feelings. But early on when I first did this podcast, it was really therapy for me. I was in that dark space, didn't know where I was going, didn't know what I was doing. And I just needed to decompress. I just needed to vent, really, and just talk about what I was currently going through and what I was been going through in the past. I needed to. And when I got to talking, I got to open up over time. I mean, nothing changes in one day. Nothing changes in one week. I mean, you can make little changes here and there throughout the weeks and out the months. Eventually, you know, things will start turning around for you. But it took me some time. I think probably my first 2 months of doing the podcast where it was just solely me just speaking and talking about whatever was on my mind. Yeah, I believe it took me about 2 months. But over time, man, as I'm expressing my feelings and what I was going through and started to network with like-minded people or people that was going through exactly what I was going through, any whatever mental health disorder it was, but just that networking with people that was going through something similar, man, I was able to come up out of my dark space. Like, excuse me, like seriously, you guys, just from opening up and talking. And I did go see a therapist, which I do recommend. If you can afford it and you can do it, that is the way to go. You know, go talk to somebody, go talk to a professional who can help you out. I'm totally for that, like I always say. But for me, I didn't have that option. I tried it. It didn't work out for me. I'm pretty sure it might work out for me now. You know, sometimes you got to go through different therapists or, you know, different people to kind of suit your, you know, just for you, that fits you. I didn't find that person, but I did find this podcast, which was my therapy. You guys, Anxious World, you guys are my therapy. The guests, they've been my therapy. I go back and I listen to old episodes when I need to, just the ones that just resonated with me, the ones that hit me right in my chest, right in my heart that I needed to hear. I go listen to those. So Anxious World, I thank you for being there when I needed you and when the world needed you. So with that being said, let's jump into another great episode. This young lady, man, she has an amazing story. And I just want to thank her for, you know, being a part of my podcast and being a voice for, you know, the countless other people out there. She's going to open up about basically to me, she should tell her truth, you know, opening up about, you know, struggling with anxiety, depression, you know, having some trauma, and then with a newly diagnosed mental health illness, ADHD, you know, she opens up about that. She gonna share some remedies on how she was able to, you know, start coping with all the trauma and the anxiety and depression and the ADHD that she's been dealing with. So I think it's a really, really good episode. And I want to thank her for, you know, being a voice. And she's going to, you know, just go around her history. And I do want to mention she's a singer. She's a songwriter, you know, entrepreneur. She wears many hats. And that's awesome. Keep yourself busy. Keep doing what you got to do. And yeah, just thank you. Thank you a million times over for, you know, coming on here and being a voice for the mental health community and showing people that it's okay to talk about what we're going through. And the name of her, the title of her episode is going to be called From Roller Coasters to Remedies. I love that title. Them up and downs until you find your way. The roller coaster, up and down until you find your way. And I just want to say thank you once again for being that voice. And to Anxious World, to the Anxiety About It, Anxiety Nation, thank you for supporting me through thick and thin, through times when I took breaks or whatever it may be. Continue to support, you know, subscribe, rate, review. That'd be awesome. Email me. If you're going through something and you just want to talk about what you've been through, please email me at anxietyaboutanxiety@gmail.com. I will get back with you. We can set something up and we can go from there, you guys. Follow me on social media, you know, on Facebook, Anxiety About Anxiety, on Instagram, Anxiety About Anxiety. I need to get on there more. I totally suck at social media. I have no clue why I'm not like that, but in time, I'll get right. But let's jump into this episode with Alyssa. I hope I said that right. I'm so sorry. I butcher names from time to time. So sorry. But I'll be back next week with another inspirational story to everybody. So I hope you guys enjoy. Take notes. Yeah, I'm out. Be blessed.
Hello, everyone. My name is Alyssa Marie Kenalikia, and I am a singer-songwriter and also an entrepreneur, Jackie of all trades. And before I get into it, I just wanted to take a moment to thank Keith for letting me on to this experience. And I want to thank all of you for being here, whatever time of day it is, whatever day it is for you. And I hope that this resonates with you. And whether you're here just to listen in or if you're here for some advice, I hope that whatever you take from this helps you in any way or makes your day. So let's get into it. So I have the questions in front of me just to kind of stay on track and try not to ramble too much. So the first question is, what mental health disorder or disorders have you dealt with throughout your life? So for me, it feels like I've gone through different segments of different disorders. Some of them I've managed and others I'm still religiously working on. So I have anxiety. I have been through depression. My former self had a lot of trauma growing up. And right now, I'm currently still new to the diagnosis of ADHD. And that was definitely an eye-opener for me. It really helped me kind of see me in a different light and understand that I am a certain way because of something. Like, I never could figure out why I couldn't follow through on some things or why I would jump around from job to job or you know, I just couldn't sit still. So it was definitely more of a relief. So now I'm just learning more about myself in a more positive light. So the next question is your overall experience with that mental health disorder or those mental health disorders. My overall experience with these different disorders is it's been quite a life. I don't know how else to explain it. I don't want to get in fully to what my past traumas have been, just because to keep it short, lots of narcissism, drugs, alcohol, toxic family household, not knowing who to trust, just a lot of that. And it kind of went on into my late 20s. So it's been, you know, that mixed with not knowing that I had ADHD and having feelings of fear from anxiety and depression from the environment that I was in. I would say that it's been a battle, but I think that every day that I wake up and I stay consistent in my practices for my own mental health and just, you know, knowing that there's so much more to life than these things and they don't make us, it definitely has been really a great experience to just kind of feel that inner hero kind of wake up and say, nope, I'm going to keep on going. So one of my words that I would describe for myself is grit. And it's kind of just persevering. So, you know, it's just taking life as it comes to you. Lemons or sour lemons. The difficulties you face through your life as a result of a mental disorder. So the difficulties I faced in my life because of these disorders, it's not all sunshine and rainbows. You know, it's not all just hyper and excited to start something and enthusiasm. It's not staying consistent and seeing the repercussions of that. It's having trust issues and not knowing how to navigate relationships, not knowing how to choose good relationships, and dealing with overwhelming feelings when you have a panic attack and you feel alone. Those are huge difficulties that some days I remember not being able to leave. I used to lock myself in a bathroom and just cry because I would feel so alone. And when you grow up having a lot thrown at you so much, and then when you grow up and you have responsibilities and just living, just learning how to live to take care of yourself and not having a lot of people that you deem trustworthy for you to kind of be your support, it always kind of felt like, oh man, what are you going to do? And so it's definitely been difficult, but for at least 5 years, 5 or 6 years now, I've learned a lot of coping mechanisms. So the next question says, how do you cope with it? So therapy, I've been in therapy since I was in grade school, and it does help to have an outside source. Someone who's not biased, someone who, you know, has so much more knowledge about the human mind and kind of navigating through our emotions and kind of helping us see a little bit more on the other side. Meditation has helped me. My grandmother is a Buddhist, so I kind of got that from her, and she always was right there kind of ready to say, come on, like, let's meditate, let's chant, get your mind off things. So I've taken that with me, and through time I became more consistent with that, so it does help. and sometimes I color. I know that might sound like childish or something, you know, out of the box, but they do say that it's, you know, we need to be more in touch with our inner child. And a lot of the times the stress of everyday life can make us forget that freedom and make us forget who we are and how much fun we all are, you know, at the most purest form. So I think doing things like painting or coloring have been really fun. I sing, so very cheap plug, but I was on a show called Sing On. It's on Netflix, episode 2. And I'll also kind of tie that example into this podcast to make it make sense. But there was a moment in the episode where something went wrong behind the scenes. And at that point, I lost myself. I named my anxiety Dolores. And Dolores sometimes likes to creep up behind me and kind of whisper in my ear, maybe lean on my shoulders a little too much, and creates a lot of pressure. So if anyone has listened to Encanto and you remember the song Pressure from Louisa, that was me all the time. And sometimes I still get caught up in that, but I can snap myself out of it because of the tools that I've been learning along the way. But that experience of being on that show for me was kind of the last straw in my mind of, I'm not going to let this define me anymore. I'm not going to let this pressure come over me as much as it did, because I've seen and felt what it does. And nobody wants to feel like that. Nobody wants to feel like they put so much pressure on themselves and then to the point of feeling paralyzed and then maybe not doing it. And then you beat up on yourself later. For what? Like, that was the constant cycle that I was in. And it's not easy. I'm not here to say that all of these things are a quick fix. It takes work. And I think that's probably, you know, something that isn't talked about enough. It takes so much work. It takes so much vulnerability to really admit to yourself, like, okay, well, like, look at yourself in the mirror. And there's one other thing that I have definitely, well, two other things that I've done in the past 5 years that helped me. I tried EDMR therapy, and I think, if I'm correct, it's a type of shock therapy where you hold on to little pieces that when the doctor talks to you, they can give a little shock. So I talked about a very traumatic experience that I had in my childhood. And the doctor, every time it got more intense, would put a shock. And every time I felt the intensity, I was able to kind of navigate those emotions and feel them and face them in a safe space. And that really helped me take my power back. And the other thing that I've recently found that has been really, really helpful has been this little medicine called Bach flower. The name escapes me. Bach flower essences. Bach flower essences. You can edit that. This doctor from England in the 1930s, have found all these wildflowers and was able to kind of take the oils and make little tinctures. And each different kind of wildflower has different remedies for different troubles in the mind. So the one that I picked is called white chestnut. And it is supposed to help anyone who's got different thoughts. But I do have a very recent coping skill that actually have in tangible form is something called Bach Flower Remedy. And there are many different kinds. And it's spelled B-A-C-H. And it's basically a natural method of healing. And it was discovered by Dr. Edward Bach in England from the 1930s. So it's basically wildflowers that restore the balance between mind and body. And it can cast out negative emotions like fear, worry, hatred, indecision, any kind of uneasy feeling that would kind of knock us off from our day. Kind of keeps us, it's like training wheels for the mind, I think I heard someone say. So the one that I ordered that was specific to what I go through is called White Chestnut, Calm the Mind. And White Chestnut is for anyone who has intrusive thoughts. It feels like you're on a constant hamster wheel of thoughts that don't stop. Maybe you create arguments in your head, or you're actually losing sleep because your just brain won't turn off. This stuff has been such a godsend, and I'm really happy that I found it. My first hour that I tried a dose, I kind of just felt like all of the chatter stopped. And there were a couple of things that happened the day that I started taking it that I kind of definitely would have been on edge or gotten very irritable sooner if I didn't have something like this. So I'm happy to kind of add it to my regimen of always learning and always having self-care. So I hope that everything that I listed, and I hope that my story helped you in some way. I want to thank Keith again for having me here and giving me a place to bring my little anxious voice and kind of share with everyone. And if you guys want to give me a follow, you can find me on Instagram at Alyssa, A-L-Y-S-S-A, underscore Marie, M-A-R-I-E, underscore romance, R-O-M-A-N-C-E. And yeah, let's talk about anxiety. Let's support each other, you know. My inbox is pretty much always open if you need some kind of support. And because that's always good too, you know. It's a crazy world we live in. And I think having compassion for ourselves and each other is a good step to kind of move things forward and into a more positive light. So hope you guys have a great day or night, whatever time it is for you. And thank you so much again, Keith.